What other kind of things did kids play on like that?
Yeah, some had them and some didn't. And they'd tie a chain or rope or something up in a tree and call that a swing. Then later on, people got to taking and tying an old automobile tower, you know, that made a good swing.
Sure. Did they ever make a, did you ever do anything with a limber, take a long plank, maybe buy one of the, these one by wides and put it on a, and suspend that and they'd bounce up and down on
it? Yeah, I've seen that.
Have a name for that sort of thing?
I forget what they called that. I don't know what you're talking about. I've seen it, but I don't know. I don't remember what they called it now.
Now, when you had a, did you ever have a coal stove?
A what?
A coal stove.
Yeah, we had one. We got this. After we put the fireplace.
What did you call that little thing you might have kept? Now, you probably had a coal pile outside. But what did you call that little container that you keep next to the stove?
You carried coal in?
Yeah.
Coal bucket. I've got some of them here.
Yeah. Never called it a coal hod or a coal
No,
stove.
Just a coal bucket.
Okay.
That's all ever I heard anybody call.
And the thing with one wheel that you use out when you're going to move manure around or something has two handles.
Do what?
Well, maybe you might fill it up with sand. You shovel sand.
That's wheelbarrow. I don't know what I'm sitting out there.
Yeah.
And these fellas that bring your furniture to you, they've got them little things. They call them dollies. You know what I'm talking about. They're just little things. You can set a stove, a frigidaire on them.
Uh-huh.
And they can climb right up the steps with them. Yeah. They call them dollies. I don't know where they got the dolly for.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, they... you were talking yesterday about, you mentioned that this stove here burned
kerosene or coal oil.
Yeah.
We always used to call it coal oil, but they list it now as kerosene.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make a lamp just with a rag or a bottle or a can, just a kind of a makeshift lamp?
I've seen that done. I don't know where it is. Back, you know, on up, we got electricity, that's all we had. Lamps, coal oil lamps, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I've seen that. Take a rag in there and it'll get it. Just like the wick in a,
yeah.
In a lantern or stove. Mm-hmm. I mean, that there oil will go on up and burn, but it's sort of dangerous to have it out in the open.
Yeah. Did you have any did you call that anything in particular?
I don't know. It was ever dead. But I've seen that.
Hmm.
I don't know why, unless they didn't have old burners and old globes or something. But now, I used to, people had trouble with them old lamps. And they'd, sometimes they'd get you the oil would run down in them. And we know, I've seen them here in different places. I have to throw them out in the yard and they'd blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Something get wrong with the burner, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
and the oil, instead of the fire staying up here in the burner, and go down in the lamp.
Mm-hmm.
Then they finally invented the thing on the burner when you can turn that off somewhere or another. But used to, our people had to watch that.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them here. I've seen them grandpa and them here and get them, maybe throw them out in the yard. Or if they get that burner out and throw it out in the yard. And if they didn't get out in there and bust the lamp, just strike the lamp.
Have a lot of fires in people's houses.
Yeah, and it's that house fall.
Yeah. Now, but in this kind of a lamp, you have this thing up here. Is this called
a? That's just a fuse. I mean, you know, the lick of that's electricity. You just pull that.
The thing you unscrew, though. The thing you change.
Oh, that bulb, I guess.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.